see us, huh?
No. Our voice.
Oh, just our voice?
Just our voice.
Oh, wow.
It says, do not talk about any sexual thing on it. Okay? Okay.
Okay. I like our pictures because we're cute.
Hello, everyone.
When is your birthday?
February 15th.
Oh, wow, right in the middle of it. George Washington Lincoln's birthday. Oh, no wonder you're politically aspiring.
You think so?
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Visitor Show, Citizen Common. My guest is Kathleen. She's an activist. She's a wonderful person. We need to get things going, okay? Let's see. I wonder if we're on or not. Yeah, we're on. So tell me, Kathleen, tell me what are you want to talk about as far as anything goes, as far as Citizen Common Stockton.
I wish our city council met weekly. This is ridiculous. The schedule that city manager and Mayor Tubbs came up with last year, it's hard. There's things that need to be addressed on a continuing basis, and we're just letting it go and letting it go. You know, it's been, what, 3 weeks, almost a month since we had a meeting at City Hall.
Why are they cutting back on meetings? It used to be like three meetings a month or four meetings a month, right?
Yeah, before pre-bankruptcy, it was every week.
Yeah.
Okay, and that might be a little much, but at least the 2 weeks for sure, even three would be nice. Especially when we have crisis, especially when we have a crisis in our city and things that we want to address or follow up on. But I don't know. It sucks.
But the thing is that they're getting paid. Why would they? They're getting paid anyway every day. So what would be a different around about City Hall meeting?
Oh, because the public would be involved. We have questions. You know, it's different that if we weren't involved and we didn't have questions. But we do, and we're not as gullible or as they used to think, stupid, you know, not everybody, but some people.
Yeah, but still people didn't come, don't really have that much of a power or just like influence the constituent or the staff of City Hall, right? Boston City Hall.
Well,
right?
They could as a group, as a unit, if they would get on board. I mean, there's times that I just sit there because I know my representative by herself is not effective because, you know, you have the six other council people there to convince. But if they would join up, they could override the city manager.
Yeah, but...
And Tubbs.
Not a lot, but the thing, the city manager have a lot of responsibility. People thinking like, well, I know that the mayor, the role is just like a puppet to the... Is that true or not?
A figurehead, basically.
Oh, figurehead.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't want to be the manager for that.
Well, the thing about the mayor is that he's the only full-time position of the city council.
Right.
So instead of spending so much time gallivanting and going to San Francisco and getting raising funds, $60,000 to $80,000 a check.
Wow.
Yeah, off of our misery.
But they're not, not even his constituent or people that he's talking are not supporting him. He has to go somewhere else to support him to get money. That's not good.
That's
it.
It's
going to show that what group do he represent. And besides, 75% of the poll that, because of the popularity vote, only what, 79,000 people voted. So we got 315 population and only 75 voted.
It was like 15 to 17% turnout when
right.
He won. And which was a low turnout to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And then Silva, the former mayor, he didn't campaign and he didn't fundraise.
Much.
And, you know, much at all. And then Ted slipped in, okay, and
he
got
the opportunity.
Exactly.
So people figure out that he was on, but on the court and all that stuff. You know, with a lot of, what do you call it, conspiracy. And
yeah, ambiguity. A lot of folks, you know, just weren't sure what was going down. They didn't know whether to, you know, believe
for him or not.
Yeah, exactly. And his fan base. No, I shouldn't say fan base.
No.
His the people that support him is you know, pretty powerful. So, and they were pushing him, so you know that he was going to come out some kind of a figurehead position.
But it's not like the teacher one had a choice.
Yeah.
At all. The primary already too. There was other candidate that was more qualified than our former mayor or our current mayor.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like I told a documentary that did this on, was doing a documentary on Tubbs' rise to stardom. I mean, political rise, excuse my wording. Nope, I was never fooled. I wanted somebody more mature and somebody that had seen the world more. Not on our dime, but their own dime.
Yeah.
You know, but he's traveled more since he's been in office than he has his entire life.
He haven't gone to the parade. He haven't gone to the moving wall of
this year,
moving wall.
Yeah,
they haven't shown no pride to lead our city that way.
No, it's more important to him. It seems that he make friends outside of Stockton, and I don't know. A lot of the people that I affiliate with, they have questions about him. He hasn't raised. He hasn't said he was going to run for mayor in 2020. He hasn't announced,
well,
but
yet
he keeps spending his campaign funds and raising campaign funds. So I'm thinking, and some of my friends are thinking it's a little shady.
It is shady. But if he's not announcing, he's getting money, he's spending his money for a campaign, that's not good. He's going to have to get down and bow, you know, bow out.
Account for it, yeah. So I don't know. That's just rough.
We'll let it go over another 4 year. People protesting, you're not cutting them off and all that stuff. That's really a...
Oh, my gosh. We've been getting it. Because he don't want to be bothered with us. He's made that obvious. When he takes the chairs out of the foyer, he put citizen comments toward the end of the night. So people are tired out or they have kids, you know, at home waiting for him with homework or dinner. And we stay down there 3-4 hours. You know, for the meetings. And then it's all rushed. There's probably 20 items on the agenda. And they're supposed to get to it like that.
Now what the people keep talking, they could, well, I don't understand. People who are in the city council, they ask a lot more questions instead of reading, learning, researching about it, reading. They just think, they get the package and they go, well, I'll ask them questions at the meeting instead of studying about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, that's why I have a lot of respect for Christina Fugazi, because she does. She studies the issues ahead of time. She goes to different committees and meetings and stuff and makes sure that, you know, she handles that. I like that. Some of them don't even study. It's obvious, including Tubbs, the mayor,
yeah, that's why
Andrade.
The meeting's been so long because I had to throw a lot of questions at it.
So I think about that. And then, you know, the day-to-day operations, Mr. Kurt Wilson, he gets plenty of money. He makes almost twice as much as the governor of the state of California, even with the governor's new raise. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, so that should tell you something. And he's got his ducks in order as far as his crew winning awards. They won a lot of business awards. Did you know that? Financial awards. That's why Michael Runner, as soon as they got that one big financial award recognition, he took his and left. He left Stockton.
Really?
Yes. Mm. He was the golden boy because they gave him everything. He didn't fight like other departments, you know.
Was it a white privilege?
Oh, I never thought about that. It could have been. It could have been, but he was favored among, you know, the many departments there.
Was he doing human resource or personnel?
It was something else. It was, I forget the name. He just, with, oh gosh, can't even think now, blanked. Yeah. They did a lot.
So what's your top priority as far as the candidate running for office? What's your main concern about their campaign platform?
I think homelessness is going to be a big issue. Crime and jobs.
Well, they keep the homeless like that so they could talk to run for office. They don't want to do anything about it.
I've been telling them that for some time. We have these same people that are in the business of making money off the homeless, okay? They're the ones that are on our task force, you know, the different task forces.
But they're considered advisory task. They don't have that much of power than city council or the supervisor position.
Well, see, the city council, I think, too, like the staff, they go by a lot by what the staff reports to them. So if the staff reports are off, okay, then the choice, the decisions that our city council make are going to be off, you know? And I think
that's the policy.
And the everything.
It's kind of funny that the city hall is considered a conservative official. Like, oh, my conservative, like, they're doing good. And I'm like, no, they're not. You're not. Well, where? Where's the result? I don't see it out there.
Yeah, I know. That's like I said last time I was on your show with the Kurt Wilson, when he was pinned down and it took a while, they had to ask like 10 questions. So he said we would bill it by 2030. Remember I told you that? Mm-hmm. And we were like, wow, will we still be around? Will we still be around? No. Who knows?
No, tomorrow's that's not a gamble. Promised to us. People are going to be there. Somebody, we might have an earthquake. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't. We don't know. Tomorrow's not promised to us. But we should start billing it soon. I want to.
I've been through the 7.9 earthquake already in San Francisco.
Oh yeah,
we were right by the Nimitz Freeway.
Uh-huh.
Boom, they were stacked together.
I know when it collapsed that time. I was here, but still, oh my gosh.
I was almost.
I didn't know you were on that day.
No. I was in my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I remember when it did flatten. It used to be Highway 17, the old Highway 17, but then they called it 980 or 780. 880. I know it was that one, though, man. That was too much. I went afterwards and saw the devastation. But I've been in one, a major 7 point something in the Philippines. That was scary because they don't have the equipment or the rescue services that we have in America.
So tell me, what about, what's your endorsement? And who's going to be your endorsement for the upcoming candidate? Why?
And why?
Okay, we're going to wrap it up, okay?
Well, I'm totally from Christina Pagazzi.
Why is that?
Because I've befriended her for the last five years almost.
Befriended her? I mean,
we were friends.
Oh, we're friends. Okay.
But from the beginning, she exhibited leadership and qualities that I find really good in a candidate, you know, where if there's something she doesn't know, she learns about it, she brushes up on it, and she comes back and she answers your question. Okay? And then she puts extra effort into it, you know? She puts extra. She'll go to the committee meetings, different committee meetings, outside of her, you know, the ones that she's been assigned to. She's active in the community. I tried keeping up with her one day 3 or 4 years ago. I quit after 6 events.
Really?
She was still going. Okay.
I know she passed out.
Oh, yeah, that
was
time.
That was like she was really wanted to be part of the meeting because there was a agenda she needed to be there.
Right, she had the vote, yeah. You remember that time when she passed out, you too? That's why I worry about
it. I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, wow, what a constituent. I mean, a representative.
Yeah, she's an awesome rep. She's awesome. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why I like Pagazzi. I like it because she's very intelligent. She's a diehard. She does things by process because she's also a scientist. And I think her greatest accomplishment, and I know the heart and soul of her, is her teaching. She loves kids. She loves to be able to teach them and see their growth. And she always manages to put them first. And I have to admire that. Not a lot of people care. I mean, they say they do, but this woman actually shows she cares. you know, from the things that she does, like take her students, you know, to State of the City and buy a table and let them all enjoy the festivities and stuff. And I think that that shows me something, just the way and the things that she handles. And I never question it. She always behaves herself, you know. Not bad for a woman that don't drink alcohol or coffee, doesn't drink water out of anything but a glass or a metal container. She's just a pretty awesome person. And I'm not just saying it to say it, because we've knocked heads and we've argued about issues and stuff like that. And we've gotten upset with each other, but we always know that we're really on the same page. We just might have been upset or miscommunicated that day. So we just work it out. I like her because she's approachable. You can walk up to her and say, hey, you know, I need to talk to you about this or that. And she always makes time for people. But if she doesn't have time, she reschedules it and she makes time so that she could sit down with you and discuss whatever is upsetting you about your district. That's another thing about her I like is when Swenson was having problems, she gave her support and helped explain things. She's done that for several different communities. She's big on Stockton is one city that we all should come together. She's about bridging. Those are some of the reasons why I like her. I like her because she's honest. She talks about things, but I guess I'm spoiled because she always goes out of her way to make sure that we understand what's going on in our community. But she does it in such a way where it's not condescending.
Right.
It's not talking down to us. She's like treats us on her same level.
Right.
And that is admirable, you know.
So you think Christine is one of the a revenant that she's shown by her actions and lip service?
Yes, I thought that was a good summation, mister. I liked it. Well, because, you know, she gave it a lot of thought, and I'm sure she considered running for mayor, but it's not a good time. It's not a good environment right now.
Yeah.
They would tear her up and spit her out, okay? And especially, you know, because mama knows best, Christina.
Okay. Said,
no. She's so, remember, Boghazi 4 Assembly, District 13.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about it. What's going on in the city of Stockton? Mm-hmm. You're here, folks. This is live, uncensored, unscripted. So we need to get this going. We cannot let false fake news or false about things that our representative are going out of our city and claiming they're not. So please be informed, okay? Thank you. Have a wonderful day. And I want to thank my guest. What's your name again?
Kathleen
Capuzan.
Capuzan means hold on tight.
My batting. I get tongue twisted by her name. Forgive me. Okay, so I'll let you go. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, all my listeners. Take care and have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you, Mr. Bidger. That was fun. That was different. I just talked away. Oh, she better listen to this, so she'll hear it, huh?
Yeah, we'll finish it.